Good afternoon, Jeff Quattromani. I trust you are well on this Monday afternoon.
I am well. How are you?
I'm all right. How was your Monday? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. I kept it slow and relaxing, actually. I just rested. How about yourself?
I was just saying to Bree, I had to get my cat out of a tree on Saturday afternoon because a neighbouring dog chased my cat up a tree, which I was not happy about.
Mm-hmm. How did you go?
Yeah, it was okay. I got the ladder and all that sort of stuff, but I was running after the dog thinking, now, how am I going to get this dog off my cat? I think I'll just drag it down and choke it. Yeah, I was a bit concerned, but she went up a tree, so she was A-okay.
Right, good.
Ruined a good walk. Did. Mate, we're talking about Samsung's Tab S6. Now, it's a super-duper thing. It's got a keyboard, it's got a mouse, it's got all the bells and whistles. It is serious competition for the iPad, is it?
Look, I think it's competition for the iPad, but I also think that if you are in the market for a laptop, then this could be an alternative as well, because Samsung has done something really smart with this particular tablet. Now, it's still yet to actually come to the market. We got early access to it last week, but essentially there's a button on the device that you can push, and it takes it from a mobile-type interface, which has your app icons and things like that, and turns it into more of what you see on a desktop with a cursor, full use of the keyboard, being able to go into a browser and look at websites as they look from a laptop, and even to work on documents in the same way. Samsung has been very smart in doing that you can shift between one environment to the other just by pushing a button, and it's very quick to flick between them. So whether you're using it in tablet mode or in what I'm calling laptop mode, it's amazing how fast you can do that now.
Can you use this tablet with a touchscreen without the keyboard?
Yeah, absolutely. So the keyboard is actually a separate accessory that you can clip on and off. So if you are just using it on the train where you don't need the keyboard there, you can leave that in the bag. But once you get to the office or even back home, you can put it back in the keyboard dock and start working away.
Have you used the iPad with the keyboard?
I have. And I love it. I think it's fantastic. But it still has that limitation of not having the cursor. You know, a lot of people are used to at least having a mouse that you can start to click around with if you're using the keyboard.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest thing that would be missing. But Samsung also has a pen with this as well. So if you want to use it almost like a very large notepad, in the same way that Apple has their pencil, they've done the same thing there too.
So the keypad attachment that you buy with the iPad doesn't have a mouse. It's basically the same as the keyboard on the iPad, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. The one that comes with the iPad is definitely just for typing. So you can't really do a lot in terms of navigation.
Yeah, well, that's useless, isn't it?
It is a little bit, Because navigation, to be honest, it's so much easier with a mouse than it is by touching the screen,
I think. Of course, yeah. Or a trackpad or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you add a trackpad to an iPad?
No, not yet. Look, I think at some point Apple will blur the lines between their MacBook range and the iPad. I think there will be something similar to this in the future, but not yet.
See, I live in that Apple world, so it's really difficult for me to go and do something else with a product like this because of the fact that I, like other people, live in the Apple world. What do you pay for this?
Look, this one's not going to be cheap. It's starting at over $1,000, so almost $1,100 for the base model, which has got 120 gigs of storage, but it is not cheap.
Okay, let me just bring up my notes. Now, you attended the launch of the new Audi A6. You lucky devil. Did you get to drive it?
Look, I haven't spent much time driving one yet. I spent a lot of time sitting in one, but I was absolutely just playing with the technology in this car because that's the whole purpose of me actually being there in the first place. It's got three screens. So you've got two in the middle and one obviously in front of the driver, but those two in the middle are fascinating because one of them controls your air conditioning and your seats and things like that, but the main screen that you normally use for your infotainment has some features in there that really impressed me and something I haven't seen in other cars before. And a couple of them were, if I'm going somewhere and I'm looking for parking, you could actually see live updates on your screen as to how many spots were available in the parking station that you were going to. And Audi's done a lot of work to connect to, your Wilson's car parks and things like that to get this data. But they're absolutely allowing you to do things like that, or even as far as, booking a parking space as well, or finding the cost of petrol around you in different service stations so you can drive to where the cheapest one is.
Does it have CarPlay, Apple CarPlay? Oh.
Yeah, it has got CarPlay. It's got Android Auto as well. If you don't like the infotainment system that Audi's providing, so you can essentially overlay it with the Apple one. But yeah, it's got all these extra features which I haven't seen in cars. So for me, it was exciting that we're moving to this internet-connected car type of world, which we've been talking about for a long time. But it's good to see Audi at least starting this process.
When you say an internet-connected car, do you have Wi-Fi in your car?
So it has got a Wi-Fi hotspot in the car as well. So if you've got the kids in the back, that they can just connect their iPads to the car's internal Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. It has got a SIM card slot as well. So you can leave just a SIM card in there, put it on a data plan, or you could just hotspot your actual smartphone as well.
And does it have wireless charging?
It has got wireless charging, yeah. Are you reading a brochure? Because I feel like we're getting all the answers
no,
correct.
No.
It has got wireless charging as well. So you can just place the phone just in the center console. That way you don't have to touch the phone at all. Just drop it in there. And then obviously the interface with the infotainment system means you can be hands off.
Now, here's the kicker, though. What do you pay for an A6?
Look, the A6 is definitely one of their more luxurious cars. You're looking at around $96,000 starting price, and then you've got it goes upwards based on engine configurations, basically. But look, it is a luxurious car. I mean, I've been in one of these before, but I was being driven. It was when I had a hire car pick me up, so not usually one I actually get to drive.
And do they have the different mood lighting that you can change?
They do. You can actually change the whole interior lighting from green to purple to red and do a lot with it. It is a very customizable car, and you can almost make it suit you as well. So, yeah.
They're all coming out with that these days. I mean, you can change the color to whatever mood you like.
Look, I've seen this in Hyundai, so it's definitely not just a feature that's specific to Audi. I think that once you've got LEDs in the car, they're very easy to actually change colours of as well. So it's a cool feature for people to customise their car.
Epsom have a new projector for the pop-up home cinema. So pop-up home cinemas are still popular, are they?
Look, I think as summer will start to kick in soon, I love the idea of sitting in the backyard, putting up a terrible-looking screen and just throwing a projector on it to try and watch a movie outside or a football or something like that. Personally, I think it's a great way to enjoy the outdoors is taking the cinema outside. And whether you're going to somebody's house where you can bring this projector and put it on a plain wall is also another way of using it. It's a simple projector from Epson. It does project up to 150 inches, so it can make your screen very, very big if you've got a wall big enough to project it onto. But it's very small. It's around the size of a shoebox. So you can imagine, you know, putting that in the boot of the car, driving somewhere to find a good wall to project onto. All you need to do is plug in something like a Google Chromecast, and then you can start throwing Netflix content or TV straight to it, and away you go.
You've been trying the new software for the Apple iPads or iPhones. Yours is, I think, the iPhone. It's the iOS 13. What do you think?
Look, it's been interesting. I'm using the public beta version, so this isn't the official final release, but my phone does seem to have some nice new features, but for me, the biggest part that I've noticed is the upgrades to Apple CarPlay. Now, anybody who's got a car which supports Apple CarPlay, you'll be excited that once iOS 13 does land, the changes that they've brought, it almost makes you feel like you've got a new car again, because the interface on the dashboard that you'll see has been updated. And for me, honestly, the biggest change has been in Apple Maps. Apple Maps is fantastic now in CarPlay.
What else is good on it?
So, look, beyond that, I think the integration they've done for CarPlay into all your applications has been nice. So in the past, when you would ask Siri to play a particular band, it would ask you to be using Apple Music to do so. It now actually ties into Spotify, or if you want to use Google Maps for your navigation, it allows you to do that. That's a good change to see. I think Apple's done some smart moves in the CarPlay front, because we also saw the new version of Android Auto released last week, which is for anyone who's got a Samsung or LG phone. Some big improvements there too.
Right, and they're going to have a special software for an iPad, aren't they?
Look, it is slightly different for the iPad. I need to actually download it on my iPad this week to see how that goes as well. I think the biggest changes we're going to see there is, you know, the ability to plug in a USB thumb drive and see files on that. I think people who can actually then back up or explore their USB drives and also camera cards will be a fantastic thing to do on your iPad.
Is this iOS 13 on your phone? Is it buggy?
Well, look, I'm managing to hold this conversation on the phone, and it's been okay.
Right.
I am taking the risk and running it on my primary device, but to be honest, I haven't had any apps crash just yet. It seems fairly stable so far.
Okay. When do you think it'll be released?
I expect next month. I mean, usually the new iPhone is around September, and the iOS update usually drops around the same time. So I'd expect early September we'll see this released for anybody who's got an iPhone 6S. Upwards. So they are helping out people at least with four-year-old phones.
I had an email from someone the other day, and they said to ask you if you know of, they saw an article about something with a briefcase that charges your mobile phone or your tablet.
A briefcase that does it? I've seen luggage. So say, for example, carry-on luggage or even larger than that, the ones that you check in, plenty of those are now coming with batteries built in and a USB port on the top that you can then, you know, plug your phone or iPad or anything else into while you're in transit. I have seen handbags as well. So ladies who want a battery built into their handbag, I have seen those available, which you can plug your phone into as well.
So you would then, once you get home, you take the battery, I take it out of the handbag and recharge that.
Exactly. Imagine recharging your handbag.
Yeah. I've got a man bag. It's very useful, very useful. And if I had a charger in it, it would probably be even more useful.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the luggage one's important because we're always sitting at the airport and we forget to charge something. So, you know, it's a great thing to have on hand.
It is. And you can never have too much battery life, can you?
No, it is life. And once my battery gets to halfway on my iPhone, I start to panic.
Have you got a favourite gadget at the moment you can tell us about?
Look, I've been so invested in apps at the moment. I've just been playing with so many augmented reality apps that it's been my place to play. I haven't played with physical gadgets in a while, although I have got a lounge room full of soundbars, which I'm testing. But I don't know, for me, augmented reality has got my sweet spot at the moment.
It's the way of the future. Jeff Quattromani, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time. We will look forward to catching up with you next week.
Catch you next week.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.